Here's your instant analysis of Ohio State's 34-24 loss in the Big Ten championship game to Michigan State. Kudos to Sparty. They upset the Buckeyes. They will represent the Big Ten as Big Ten champs in the Rose Bowl opposite Stanford. Looking back on this game, very disappointing in so many different ways. The Buckeyes came out flat. Maybe nervous, maybe too tight. I don't know what it was, but they fell behind 17-0 before they finally woke up and started playing Buckeye football. They came back and made it 17-10 at halftime, and then in the third quarter, they come out, opening drive, tie the game up. A couple of possessions later, they score, they take the lead. It looks like they're back in control, and they're going to come back and handle Michigan State, maybe not impressively, but get the victory and go to 13-0 and play for the national championship. But right then and there, after Braxton Miller scored to make it 24-17, they needed the defense to get one more stop to give them the ball back and maybe get a field goal or a touchdown and go up by 10 points. But the Buckeyes defense gave up a big run to Lang for 35 yards. It really changed the momentum of the game in the third quarter right after Miller scored to put him up 24-17. First play from scrimmage, Michigan State. They hand off to Langford. Four different Buckeyes missed tackles. Stop me if you've heard that before. Langford turns it into a 35-yard run. It led to only a field goal, but in listening to the Michigan State players after the game, they said that was the turning point in the game. That stopped the bleeding. That changed the momentum, and from that point on, Ohio State didn't score another point, and Michigan State would then go on to add two more scores and come away with the 34-24 win. Ohio State had a couple of golden opportunities in the fourth quarter. They get an opportunity on a block punt by Shazier and get the ball in Michigan State territory. Can't do anything with it. Michigan State tries an onside kick, gives the Buckeyes great field position. Couldn't do anything with it. Tom Herman, I thought, called a horrible game today in watching that Auburn game against Missouri. Trey Wilson, they gave him the ball, 45, 46 times. He rushes for over 300 yards. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Just keep giving him the ball. And I thought that's what Herman should have done with Carlos Hyde. That's what Urban Meyer should have stepped in and said, feed Carlos Hyde. Your best player down the stretch was Carlos Hyde. And again tonight, I thought the best player for the Buckeyes was Carlos Hyde, and he only touched the ball 18 times. Instead, they put the ball in Braxton Miller's hands in those two drives where they had good field position, and he was unable to do anything with it, either running or throwing the football, and the Buckeyes came away a loser in the Big Ten championship game. Their winning streak snapped at 24 consecutive games over the last 2 years, 12 consecutive games this year, and it looks like now the Buckeyes will more than likely still make a BCS bowl game, either the Sugar Bowl or the Orange Bowl. Hearing more than likely it could be the Orange Bowl against Clemson. That would be a good opponent for the Buckeyes. I think they match up better with Clemson than they do Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, so we'll have to wait and see on that. But just disappointing. All the C.J. Barnett, yes, he had an interception, but he was burnt twice for touchdowns today. Pitt Brown on the first long touchdown pass, 72 yards. The one thing the Buckeyes could ill afford to do tonight with a Michigan State offense that was struggling to score points as of late is give up the big play. Just stay in front of them. Do your job. Don't try and make the highlight hit or try and create the turnover. Just do your job. Stay in your lanes. Know your role. And the Buckeyes didn't do that as they gave up big play after big play after big play. Let's see, a 72-yard touchdown, I think a 33-yard touchdown, another 26-yard touchdown run, and that huge run in the third quarter by Langford to turn the momentum around. Just a disappointing game all the way around for the Buckeyes. They did not get the job done. They seem to be back in control after falling behind 17-0, going up 24-17, and then they didn't score again. And give credit to Michigan State scoring the game's final 17 points en route to the 34-24 win over Ohio State. So a disappointing end to the Big Ten season, if you will, for the Buckeyes as they lose in the championship game. They may still get a chance at a BCS bowl game. We'll see. Hopefully they will, and they can end the season on a positive note. But having said all of that, looking back at the last 2 years, the build-up to this, boy, it really all goes for naught when you had a chance with a win to play for the national championship game, and you let that slip through your fingers. And now the season, well, it's pretty much just let's hope we can win a bowl game and close it out, as opposed to playing for the national championship.